Religious freedom experts are calling for change. Attacks against minorities are on the rise again in Burma. And MNN's Greg Yoder shares another report from Sochi, Russia. Don't miss these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Religious freedom experts are calling for a quick replacement for the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Experts testified before a U.S. subcommittee hearing last week, noting that in countries where religious freedom is lacking, there's been a huge spike of violence against Christians.
It's simply an example designed to get the attention of the world because it was such a severe attack and because so little was done about it.
Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains why the 2008 ERISA program in India was discussed.
There are those of our brothers and sisters who literally have laid down their lives for spreading the gospel and for sharing the hope of Christ. And yet, the church continues to grow, and the testimony of those who are willing to suffer is something that helps the church grow.
The lack of a State Department voice sends the wrong message about priorities. However, there is the paradox of persecution.
It, in fact, becomes a time of planting seeds and spreading the gospel, not a time of defeat of the church and the movement of Christ.
There are ways you can advocate. We've got prayer links and other action steps laid out at our website. Next, after decades of violence, Burma still lacks peace for the Karen and Kachin ethnic groups. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says attacks against these groups are on the rise.
The people don't have a lot of trust in the government because they make these agreements to cease fire. Yet what they've seen is that the government uses that time to actually come in to better fortify their positions and restock supplies, and then they tend to escalate the conflict.
You can find more details online, but there's a way to help right now.
We need to be praying for a change of heart in the leadership of Burma, that there would be a true change, a turning to God, that there would be peace there. You know, it says that we're to pray for the leaders of our own countries, but I believe it's other countries as well.
This summer, VBB will be taking trips to refugee camps as well as inside Burma. To join a trip, visit our website. This is Mission Network News. Russian and American Christians are bonding in Winter Olympic outreach in Sochi. MNN's Greg Yoder has this report.
More than 50 Christians are working together to make the city center fun zone a success. Christian Radio in the U.S. had a hand to help SOAR International recruit volunteers. Mission Network News daily email updates recruited a couple from South Africa. We also helped recruit Ruth Mihalik from Ohio.
See, I actually heard about it on Moody Radio. There was a short spot from Mission Network News, and actually my mom heard it.
God's providence is amazing. Mihalik's been studying Russian. She's been key in helping Russian Christians.
And we've been teaching them how to do some things, and they've been sort of taking it and running with it and improving things.
The pool of opportunities to begin introducing people to Jesus is amazing.
There's a lot of Russians visiting here from other places. Some of them have come in from Moscow or St. Petersburg or Krasnodar, and we just had an Indian couple here.
Embedded with SOAR International, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, the Winter Games in Sochi, Russia.
Meanwhile, watching the body of Christ in motion often provides encouragement. Bright Hope International shares one example from Zambia. Grandma Emma received a microloan from Bright Hope's in-country partners, a co-op of 24 churches. Now, she's able to feed her two grandsons and send them to school. By meeting basic needs, Bright Hope's partners are making the gospel a tangible reality. Learn how you can join their efforts at our website. And do you have a Spanish minor but have no idea what to do with it? Well, maybe we can clear some of that up. Paradise Bound Ministries is looking for someone who has taken at least 2 years of Spanish in college. They need help translating a school curriculum for their orphanage in Guatemala called Open Doors. Since 2011, the orphanage has encouraged children to develop a true relationship with God. If this sounds like the job for you, go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.